And on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, let's visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Hey, the sun's shining.
I know. I'm so excited about it. Just think that snow might be disappearing even as we just think about it.
That's right. Then it's supposed to get warmer as the week goes on.
I know. My husband was telling me all the possible temperatures this, for the rest of this week, and that was pretty exciting to
yep.
see that.
Yep. Hopefully it can hit 60 degrees.
I know. I think I'd love to see that. And yep. like I said, the snow melting is our goal, I think.
That's right. All right. Well, tell us what's happening at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy.
Well, we are continuing our Food for Finds event. We are looking for non-perishable items that you bring into the library, and you'll get $1 taken off of your finds per item with that you're donating to the food shelf. We have a list of some different food shelf needs, and it's a way for you to get rid of your finds and also pass on some wonderful food to some people that are in need of it. And so for more information, stop in at the Appleton Library and bring some food with you. We'd love to forgive your finds. There are some limitations on what we can do, and just stop on down so we can tell you more about it. Also on display at the Appleton Public Library is a quilt put together by the Needle and Thread Quilters. In fact, particularly, Jane Baldwin has a quilt that's on display during this whole entire month of March, and it is a 5-yard quilt. Whatever that means, I'm not a quilt expert, but this is one very beautiful quilt, and so you should stop on down and visit us at the Appleton Library because it will be on display for another week or so. And then also, we're finishing up our winter reading program that will end on the 31st of March. So if you are participating in this event, you still have to turn in books and earn prizes while you're doing it. In fact, just today I posted one of our weekly winners on our Facebook page. So there's lots of prizes that I still have left over to give away, and I hope that we have some more participation in it. Also coming up tomorrow, we have two events on Wednesday, the 20th of March. We've got adult basic ed and computer class here with Steve Starrood, and that will be on the 20th from 4 to 6 p.m. Come in with any of your questions or anything that you are wanting to know on how to use your iPad, a digital camera, if you've got some questions on Microsoft Office. Heavens, I think he's helped some people with their cell phones. That Steve, he is quite a talented young guy. And then also after his program from 5 to 7 p.m., we have Wednesday Night Coloring with Louisa. And we've got all the sorts of different pages for you to color and learn that new relaxation technique of adult coloring. So kind of a fun thing to try. Up next week, we've got our book club that will be meeting on the 25th of March at 5 p.m. We are reading The Sandcastle Girls by Chris Bajalian. A very interesting read. I have started. I'm about halfway through, so I better get reading here, Paul, so I'm ready for book club on Monday.
I guess, but you read about 3 or 4 books a week, don't you, or more?
It depends on my mood, you know. I mean, but I've been just devouring books again lately. Yep. I don't know what it is. I guess I just don't like to sleep very much. I think that must be it.
Yep.
Anyway, also up, we've got a couple of different other events. We've got a Live Well, Age Wisely Hub that's meeting here on Wednesday, March 27th from 10 to 2. It is put together by Prairie 5 Community Action Group, and Laura Thomas is the coordinator, and it is for people who are 55 and older. There'll be some delicious treats and information about Medicare savings and prescription drug saving applications, advanced planning for healthcare directives, all sorts of wonderful things here for that 4-hour presentation and group meeting. And so keep that in mind. That is on Wednesday, March 27th. So lots of exciting things going on here in the Appleton community, and we just keep them rolling out, don't we, Paul?
Yeah, you do. And boy, I know on Monday night you had a big event there, and I saw some pictures on Facebook. That was a large group of people there.
Yes, we had a rustic metal art class here at the library, and yeah, we had a good number of people. In fact, I had so many people to sign up and register. We're also offering a second class on April 1st, because I think there were over 40-some people that were interested in this event.
What exactly is that?
Well, basically, it's a painting class, and so we're I'm teaching a painting technique on some metal art. Anyway, it's just a piece of metal. Nothing too fancy, but it was really fun. And if you look at our Facebook page and check those pictures out, we have many talented artists in our community, Paul.
I guess.
Yeah, what are people reading, huh? Is what we're into next. There are a few new books out because, of course, what I always tell you, we're just roaring up into April where there's a lot of new releases. And so Greg Iles has a new book out called Cemetery Road. The journalist Marshall McEwen returns to his hometown, which is shaken by two deaths and an economy on the brink. Daisy Jones and the Six by Taylor Jenkins Reed is a fictional oral history charting the rise and fall of a 70s rock and roll band. Silent Night, Daniel Steele's got that brand new book out called Silent Night. After tragedy strikes, a child TV star loses her memory and ability to speak. And then also there's some new nonfiction books, The Case for Trump by Victor Davis Hanson, a defense stating that the current president adopted several traditional conservative positions. Also, The Universal Christ by Richard Rohr is an exploration of the meaning of Jesus Christ. And Mostly Sunny by Janice Dean is the Fox and Friends meteorologist describing overcoming sexist bosses and healthcare issues. Interesting things out there, and if you've got a favorite author that you want to see if they have released a new book, stop on down at the Appleton Library. We'll get you signed up for that book right away.
All right. Thanks, Cindy, and you enjoy the beautiful Tuesday afternoon here.
Yes, you too, Paul.
All right.
And if you're interested, you can stop on down here at the Appleton Civic Center where the Appleton Library is located and let us help you get started. And if you are interested in any of our programs or classes, visit us on our website at appletonpubliclibrarymn.webs.com or friend us on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on here.
All right, thanks, Cindy, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds fabulous. Thank you.
That's Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library Show.